Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Empty Promise Podcast. My name is Chris, and today, on this fine Sunday morning, brunch.
Afternoon.
I am joined by my very best friend in the whole wide world, Mr. James D. Downey.
Hello, everyone.
James NMN Downey.
No middle name.
Yes.
Which is ridiculous, Chris.
Thank you for joining me, D, on this Sunday morning, which is such a strange time for us to come together to podcast. I like it, though.
It is. It's nice. It's refreshing.
It's nice. Normally, it's dark outside. It's cold outside.
Yeah. You may notice our camera's changed.
Changed position.
Because of the sun.
Yep. We couldn't have the camera directly there, or else you wouldn't see us.
We can adapt on the fly. You know, it's one of our many qualities.
We have to adapt on the fly.
In this podcasting world, Chris. Yep. You can't adapt, you die.
Yeah, that's it. Not enough blocks. It is the 11th of November, which means it is Remembrance.
Remembrance Sunday.
Sunday, yeah. The World War One officially ends. I'm not doing the On This Day list because that's not what happened. I will do the list, but I'm just saying, World War One ends on the 11th.
100 years ago.
100 years ago.
Today, it's a centenary.
Was it not centenary?
Oh, 1918. 1918, on the 11th day of the 11th month.
There we go.
At 11 o'clock.
Even more monumental feat.
It's mad, isn't it?
I think it is. It's crazy.
Yeah.
On the 11th hour. Imagine being the soldiers who got that news.
Do you know what? I was actually reading about this during the week. Apparently, there were some like battalions who knew, like, because it wasn't just like they got the news like on the 11th hour, like, oh, it's over, and like everyone stopped. It was like they knew that it stopped at 11, but people still fought until 11 o'clock.
No way.
Yeah, and some like battalion leaders like took their men out and made them fight.
They knew at like 7 o'clock it was over.
Yeah.
For the next 4 hours, they were continuing to fight.
They knew that everyone like put down arms at 11. Don't know. But yeah, people died. People died in the interim. Like, isn't that mad? Like,
that's that would be hard. Imagine making it the whole way through the war to die in the interim.
That's insane. Like,
wow.
It was a gnarly war.
It was the Great War.
I was playing with Battlefield 1, just out of, because Battlefield 1.
Out of respect.
Yep. To get an idea, Chris. Mm-hmm. It's always really hard hitting that opening scene where it's just like, you were not expecting to survive.
To survive, yeah.
That's what it was like.
Yeah.
You know?
Is that the opening scene in that whenever you're running through, like, just all the mud and the wire and shit like that? Is that the Somme, no?
That's the Somme, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's terrible.
And everyone just gets like...
I remember seeing years ago, whenever we studied English, obviously we did World War One, the Great War.
War poems, yeah.
And one of the things that always hit me, like really, really hard, was that you're always told about these men going out in the wire being so deadly. Like all this barbed wire used to be set up between like no man's land, basically. And I used to go on about how much wire there was. And you always thought like, it's just like a line of wire. And then I seen pictures of it and it's literally just football fields of wire.
You have to climb through it. You're told you have to get through that.
It's crazy. Some of them pictures are ridiculous.
Like, oh, insane.
Disgusting.
It was
war.
Brutal. Like, it's probably the most brutal war. World War II was probably like, it was more advanced, like technology wise.
I think World War II, do you know what always sticks in my head whenever I think of World War II now? It's not even like Hitler or, Soviets or whatever. It's, do you ever see Band of Brothers?
Yeah.
Do you know when they're in the forest?
Yeah, in the cold.
In the cold? Yeah. That's horrible. Yeah. That is like the worst conditions to be in.
Well, like, that's essentially what all of World War One was.
Yeah.
Sitting in trenches with, like, water up to your shins.
Yeah. Covered in rats.
Covered in rats. You're covered in, like lesions all over your skin. Like,
trying to avoid fucking mustard gas.
Yeah.
Mustard gas, horrible.
That war was just, like, get all the men you can, put them in a line, and then tell them to run.
Run at each other, yeah.
Like, that was just... Yeah.
Wasn't it World War One that they stopped on Christmas Day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
stopped
that's right.
Everybody played football together.
That's the thing about World War One.
Swap
it's
gifts.
Like, people are always like, it wasn't so much good guys versus bad guys. Because, like, World War II, it's the Nazis were just, like, evil. Like, just...
Evil incarnate, yeah.
Yeah, they were just doing absolutely inhumane, despicable things. Whereas, like, World War One was, like, political, like, all these stupid motivations. The soldiers actually fighting, like, they didn't have, like, these crazy ideological beliefs. They were just told, like, I fight for the German army. I fight for the British army. I'm going out there and kill people.
Yeah.
So it's like, they could stop on Christmas Day and do things like that because they were just people at the end of the day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
Was there ever any accounts of that happening in any other wars since? No.
Probably. It's like you forget like people on the front line, they don't like it's not like they hate the people they're fighting. It's just like they're
it's just their job.
It's their job.
That's like. It, like yeah.
But some wars get bitter, like I mean like the Vietnam War and stuff, like they hate each other.
Like the Vietnam War though, like I would consider it one of the most brutal wars, only because like the American and British and all the outside kind of forces that were sent in were just so underprepared for the territory that they were going into,
and like
the army that they were facing. You know, they didn't have to be in that war.
No,
though,
they treated it kind of as like, you know, we're just going to go in and end this war. Like,
yeah,
and they used some pretty gruesome techniques, and they got nowhere.
Nope.
But
no.
War in general, I think, is just shit.
Yeah.
Let's stop all war.
War never changes. War never changes.
War never changes.
But D, a little bit on this day, it kind of relates to the war. In 1920, 11th of November 1920, the bodies of two First World War unknown soldiers are prepared to be laid to rest, one in Westminster Abbey, London, the other in the Pantheon in Paris.
Oh, right.
So, before being buried under the Arc de Triomphe.
Mad, right? Yeah. So they were like heroic, like sort of burials?
Yeah, heroic burials, yeah. 1920. So that was like what?
2 years after
After the war, yeah, yeah.
There's so many people who didn't even get that as well.
Nope.
Just they're just in a field somewhere.
Yeah. Flanders Fields.
Flanders Fields, yeah.
Flanders Fields, yeah. But here, D, here is a list, because we love our lists. I look there for the camera. I'm not even breaking the fourth wall, I'm just breaking nothing. Here are some good old basic radio sound effects, D. So, punching a person. If you punch a cabbage, you get that sound effect.
That's a radio sound effect, is it?
Stabbing a person, stabbing the same cabbage.
God, cabbages are very useful.
Galloping horses.
Banging two cabbages together.
Banging two coconuts together. what about...
That's like the life of Brian, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no. The Holy Grail.
The Holy Grail, yeah. What about a twanging arrow? You know, like...
A ruler.
Yes, over a ruler table. On the side of the table. What about thunder?
Oh...
Pretty good. Shaking a metal sheet, apparently. Where do you get a metal sheet? Like a fabricator's or
you don't
something?
You don't have a metal sheet on you at all times?
No, I do not. Rain...
Like get like seeds in like a Pringles tube.
Frying bacon.
Right now. Good shit. Good shit.
Animal noises is just people making animal noises.
Moo.
Yeah, like that.
Quack. Oink.
Getting out. Oink. What about getting out of a saddle?
Getting out of what? Does that have a sound?
Well. Apparently, I'm looking around because apparently if you flex a leather wallet near a microphone, that's what it's... Have you got a wallet?
Yep.
Oh, brilliant. Right. Flex it near the microphone.
There's stuff in there.
I mean...
Let's go for this.
I mean, it just kind of sounds like flexing leather.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know.
Oh. I broke something.
You broke something, yeah. Boiling water. What was that?
It's not important.
Boiling water is blowing through a straw into water.
Surely it's just easier to boil some water for that one.
You think that. Popping a champagne cork.
Popping a bottle of Schlur, Chris.
Yeah, well, we have it there. We could try that.
We could do that.
To the test.
Do we go get the Schlur?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's try that. Right. I'll go on with the list. You get the Schlur. Breaking bones, snapping a stick of celery, breaking glass, dropping little squares of sheet metal. They love metal.
The metal is very useful for those
guys. Crackling fire is crinkling cellophane.
I got a bottle of bubbly white here, Chris.
Got a bottle of bubbly? Okay. We go try it?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Do you want to do the honors?
I want to get the headphones on.
Yeah, I'll get it open and you can do the honors. So this is... We planned on opening this last week. This is the thing with doing an early AM podcast. We can't actually use alcohol.
So we use Schlur.
So we use non-alcoholic beverages.
You can bet your bottom dollar if we had been doing this past five, I would have been a bottle of wine.
It would have been a fine bottle of Prosecco. Okay, there you go, D.
All right.
Thing is, we don't have any cups.
We'll drink out of the bottle.
Yeah, that's fine.
So what, I'm trying to get a nice big pop here?
A nice pop, yeah. Let's see if this works. Ooh.
I might have been too close to the mic.
That was quite a spike. Very nice.
Woo.
Have some.
Sure.
It's very good. You drink up. Yeah. There's a red one over there. I'll just drink red.
You might get a better pop than me. You move a bit away from the mic.
So that's some interesting sound effects, D. I don't know. The day before, actually, 1973, US President Richard Nixon famously publicly announces, I am not a crook.
I am not a crook.
Yep. Brilliant. What a sound effect.
We're all about the sound
effect. What do you think of that?
That's grand.
It's good, isn't it? Yeah. Do you know there's a list in here and it actually talks about Armagh?
Armagh?
Mm. As in
like Armagh.
Yeah, as in Armagh. It's about
Armagh.
It's about a bishop who fled to Armagh, I think, and then he was captured and tortured or something. I don't
Jesus.
Know. Something like that. I forget
we're
exactly.
We're never going to be in the news for something good, Chris, are we?
It's in there somewhere. Philip Ardaz, book of useless lists for absolutely every day of the year.
I like today's list. I like that.
Did you like that one?
It was usually informative as well, because, you know, sometimes we might need to replicate a cabbage being stabbed.
I've got some news here, Dee. I'm just going to hold my phone today, seeing as we can't use it because of the interference in the mics.
We don't want to interfere with this.
Okay.
Oh, top-notch quality audiomanship.
Thank you.
I gotta say
it's
it this
catching
week.
On.
I gotta say it this week.
Viggo Mortensen is sorry for using the N-word at Green Book screening. Did you hear about this? So
no.
He's in a new film. Viggo Mortensen has apologized for using a highly offensive racial slur during a panel discussion about his new film, Green Book. Mortensen, who is white, appeared in Los Angeles on Wednesday at the event with his co-star Mahershala Ali, who is black, and director Peter Farrelly, who is white. In Green Book, Mortensen's character is hired to drive an African-American pianist, played by Ali, on a concert tour in the American South in 1962. The movie, tipped by some for Oscar recognition, will be released later this month. Mm. Anyway, according to Dick Schultz, a freelance director who was present and tweeted about the conversation, which was about race in America, Mortensen said, and I quote, "For instance, no one says anymore." I'm not going to say it.
Yeah.
No one says...
Why? That's the worst time to say it.
I know. Anymore.
Why would he say no one says it and then say it?
Yeah. "The movie is amazing," Schultz wrote, but at the Q&A after, Viggo Mortensen just dropped the N-word and the oxygen immediately left the room.
It's just, he can't say it. Like,
he can't do these things, like, you know?
It's just a stupid thing to do. I remember some girl was like, a white girl was brought up to sing on stage with Kendrick Lamar, one of his songs, and she sang
the N-word,
and people were like, started like getting old, and he stopped her. He's like, no, you can't sing that word.
No,
but
way.
He didn't like put her away or nothing. He let her sing on, which is all right, I suppose. But it was just, the worst thing about it is the first lyric she sang, she said N-word, and then the next time she actually said the N-word. So it was like, oh god,
like, it's such a fine line, because you say that, like, you're not allowed to say it. But yet in all these songs that they record in, like, the booths and things like that, like, they're throwing it around, right and center. And you're like,
it's like,
where do you draw the line?
You know? Like, can you sing along? Or do you have to sing?
I mean, N-word. If I sing along at home, I'd probably just say it, but yeah. Not in public. Can't say shit in public.
You don't want to offend people.
You can't, no. I'm just waiting for this to load.
You shouldn't have moved your phone, Chris.
Shouldn't have moved, yeah. Oh, here we go. Stephen Hawking's wheelchair sells for $300,000 at auction. You happy with that?
The way my bottle is making things shine.
Stephen Hawking's wheelchair and a set of his medals and awards have been sold for a combined total of nearly $600,000, while a copy of his PhD thesis raised almost that amount on its own at auction of items.
Everything altogether, $1.5 million.
Exactly. Yeah, that was my next point. That is crazy. The seal was named, quote, "on the shoulders of giants," a reference to the famous phrase once used by Newton of his own achievements.
Here's my question. Who gets that money? Or where's that money going?
The money raised by the sale of the wheelchair will go to Stephen Hawking Foundation and the Motor Neuron Disease Association. Hawking lived most of his life with motor neuron disease before dying at the age of 76 this past March.
That's actually class.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, actually, yeah.
That's a fucking brilliant thing for him. Posthumously. 76 as well.
Yep.
I always think that's amazing, because he was like told he's going to die in his 30s.
Oh yeah, like he was not tipped to live any more than like 30s. And it's crazy, like, he like made that wheelchair himself, didn't he? Or he like made the device that talks for him.
Yeah.
Was it through like his eye movement or something, is it?
No, because like, he knew, like, it didn't happen real sudden or anything. So he knew like he was getting worse and worse, and he sort of preemptively started designing these things. And then someone else made like the updated versions
that's
of it.
That's crazy, man.
It's classic.
A copy of his best-selling A Brief History of Time, signed with a thumbprint, sold for $68,000. A bomber jacket went for $40,000. And the script for one of his appearances on The Simpsons sold for £6,250.
Insanely.
Unbelievable, Dee.
I like that approach, though. I like the idea of just wholesaling, getting rid of all the things, your possessions. You know, you're dead, like, so you're not going to use them. And then just giving all the money to charity.
Some other notable items, including a document signed by Isaac Newton repaying a loan sold for £56,250. A letter from Charles Darwin described as his, quote, glowing review of the naturalist's report on the Challenger expedition, sold for £15,000, and a copy of Einstein's views on Newton, which was once owned by the former son, sold for $13,750. Crazy money. Imagine having those things.
Those are some big like documents and stuff.
Have you ever read A Brief History of Time?
No.
Is it like an autobiography, or is it him actually talking about...
No, it's him like... It's like his like popular science book to try and get people interested in like black holes and all that stuff.
I mean, I think it sounds like something I'd be interested in reading. And then I think it could be something that just goes in one ear and out the other with me, or all over my head.
Apparently it's like one of those... It's like tailored to people who aren't familiar with the subject matter. It's meant to be like get people... interested in the first place,
right?
So okay. But then I've heard it's also a very long, drawn out book,
right? Okay,
so you have to sort of commit to it.
Speaking of offensive things in the news nowadays, did you hear about the Iceland Christmas ad?
I'm so surprised.
Isn't that crazy? So, Iceland have released their Christmas advertisement, basically. So all big companies tend to release like their big Christmas advertisement, and authorities have banned the Iceland one. Supermarket's Iceland advert for Christmas has been banned for being too political. The commercial, made with Greenpeace, features an animated orangutan and highlights the destruction of rainforest by palm oil growers. Now, Iceland, I'm pretty sure, are trying to do at the minute is remove all palm oil from their own products.
Yep.
And basically, they broke a rule laid down by the advertising committee in 2003, part of the Communications Act or something. They broke the rule banning political advertisement or something.
It's mad.
It's crazy.
I've actually seen the ad. I've seen most of the ad.
I've seen the ad as well.
It looks fine.
Yeah, it looks great. And there's a petition now to get it back up.
Yeah, they should get it back.
People should be seeing this kind of stuff.
Because palm oil is one of those things, like, I remember reading about it before. It's one of those ingredients that goes into a lot of stuff that act as like a binding agent, but it's cheaper than like whatever other substitutes there. But it's absolutely like devastating to the environment. It butchers fucking like forests and stuff just to get this stuff, but it's so cheap.
I can't remember if the peanut butter, that Whole Earth peanut butter, they have a big stamp on it. And I forget if it's made with palm oil or not with palm oil.
Probably without, yeah. A lot of them like coffee growers and stuff have this fair trade thing going. There's a lot of that people like going like, right, you have that, but you're using palm oil, which is just as bad.
Just as bad.
It's like, right. So it'll be the next big thing that people start like cracking down on. So fair play to Iceland for getting that going.
Dozens of cat mummies found in a 6,000-year-old tomb in Egypt.
Fuck.
Yeah. And now, Dee, we've brought up stuff before that have been found, sarcophagi and things like that in Egypt. And turns out to be pretty big news. So I'm hoping that if I run with this one, something might happen. Dozens of cat mummies and rare collection of mummified scarab beetles have been discovered in 7 sarcophagi, some dating back more than 6,000 years, at a site on the edge of the pyramid complex in Saqqara, south of Cairo. I'm thinking as well, right? Surely they've dug all over Egypt at this point. What more is left to be discovered?
Like, it's massive.
Yeah?
Egypt is big.
But surely when they first started discovering shit, they were just like...
You can't just go digging up places. People live there and all. Like, true. Just like, you have to find out, okay, we think there's something there. We'll dig there.
Three of the tombs have been used for cats, he said. Well, this is an expert. Well, one of the other 4 sarcophagi discovered at the site was unopened. The tomb dates from the 5th dynasty of the Old Kingdom and is unusual because the facade and door are still intact, meaning its contents may still be untouched. They plan to explore it in the coming weeks. So last time they opened up, well, they were told not to open up because there could be a deadly curse, and they went and just broke into it anyway.
They're at it again, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
They're at it again.
Yeah. So it's crazy. Some big stuff going on over in Egypt. among the dozens of cat mummies that were unearthed, were 100 gilded statues of cats and one in bronze dedicated to the cat goddess Bastet. Cannot speak this morning, Dee. It's too early.
They love the cats, didn't they?
Yeah, they love the cats. Cats held a special place in ancient Egypt and were mummified as religious offerings. Imagine mummifying my cat.
That wouldn't be good, Chris.
It would not. I've got two more little bits here. One is on the Argus Black Friday 2018, the best tech deals, apparently.
Oh.
This is from express.co.uk.
Co.com.
Black Friday 2018 is coming soon, with major retailers set to slash prices on top-end tech and gadgets. Amazon has already revealed when its sales will be starting, with the online retailer launching a bumper 10 days of offers.
See, so whenever they do shit like this, when it goes like 10 days, I start thinking, this isn't going to be Black Friday so much. It's just going to be like...
just a week of sales.
Yeah, so like 10% off and like 5% off. People think it's Black Friday.
Yeah. So Black Friday, first started in America, takes place the day after Thanksgiving, which this year falls on November 23rd. Many deals will appear online as soon as the clock strikes midnight. Argus, ahead of Black Friday, this is some of their deals. The Apple MacBook Air 2017 13-inch 128 gigabytes will be selling for £798.
Is that good?
I don't know. I'm trying to find something that I... 43-inch smart 4K Ultra HD TV with HDR Plus, £329.
I'd buy that.
I'd buy that.
I might buy that.
Actually, I have a pretty good TV. I'm fine, but that's a pretty good deal. LA Noire on Nintendo Switch, $12.99.
It's grand, I suppose.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, it's an old game, though. Remastered.
Here are some deals that Argus could be launching. They haven't confirmed, but based off their 2017, the iPhone 7, $499, Apple Watch, $219, Amazon Fire Stick with Alexa, $24.95. Xbox One S, Forza Bundle, $199. That's what they did last year.
Yeah.
PS4 Slim, $199 with FIFA. PSVR, $249. It's just a whole bunch of crap.
I paid nearly £300 for my PlayStation. But with two games. Well, three games.
You got quite a bit with it. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I wanted it at 200, Chris.
And something else I wanted to bring up as well, for a while now, we haven't even touched on this, but the PlayStation Classic that is launching December 3rd. We now have a full list of the 20 games that will be releasing. So it's like this year, it's like the little Super Nintendo, when it's the PlayStation or Sony's answer to it. Yeah. So they released their game lineup, the 20 games that are on it. And I'm not going to lie to you, I'm not blown away by this at all.
Yeah.
I was a little bit disappointed. I'll tell you the 20 games first of all. Battle Arena Toshinden? I don't even know how to pronounce that. Cool Borders 2, Destruction Derby, Final Fantasy 7, Grand Theft Auto, Intelligent Cube, Jumping Flash, Metal Gear Solid, Mr. Driller, Oddworld, Abe's Odyssey, Rayman, Resident Evil Director's Cut, Revelations, Persona, Ridge Racer Type 4, Super Puzzle Fighter 2 Turbo, Siphon Filter, Tekken 3, Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six, Twisted Metal, and Wild Arms.
So something there I'd expect. The Metal Gears and...
I'm glad that Oddworld has made it. I'm glad that Resident Evil has made it. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that... Siphon Filter, because I remember playing, well, my dad playing that game years ago. It's brilliant. It's like a spy kind of, it's like a spy Hitman-esque type game. I can't even, yeah. It's a very good game. I'm glad it's there. But they missed out on some big ones. You good? You looking Pamela?
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah. No Crash.
No Crash. No Spyro. No Tomb Raider.
Mm-hmm.
No, what was the other big one? Croc.
Hmm?
Croc? You remember Croc? Legend of the Gobbos?
No.
We like Crocodile? Mm-hmm. None of that. No Gecko. I would have loved Gecko. No Rascal, which was a pretty big game back in the day. I don't know.
Parara the Rapper.
I'm surprised that they didn't throw Tomb Raider on that.
I'm very surprised.
At least Tomb Raider 1. They could have put Tomb Raider 2, which is considered the best, but no Tomb Raider on it. It's just weird. It's like the platforming, you know, staple.
It's what started it.
Yep.
But like, I don't know how. Maybe they're planning remasters. That's what the only thing I'm thinking about. Crash had a remaster.
Spyro is getting a remaster. Maybe that's why it's not on, yeah.
Yeah, maybe Tomb Raider will get one too.
Oddworld's on it. I'm really happy that Oddworld's on it. Because I love that game. It's a freaky game. But I mean, yeah.
I think comparing that to like the SNES games that we got.
Yeah.
That's a bad setup of games.
£80 for the whole thing. It's the lowest price I've seen.
Mm-hmm. Still not worth it. Like,
it's less than £5 a game.
Still not worth it.
No.
I didn't want to get those because they weren't worth it. It's nostalgia, like that's what it is. If you want to pick it up to have the little box to play it, that's why you get it. Like,
yeah.
It's not for the games on offer. I think anyone who's, you know, anyone who's seriously like wanting to get value out of the games, they're going to buy one and then hack it anyway, mm-hmm. so they can get all the games they want on it. That's what they do with the SNES. Mm-hmm. That's what they do with the NES. I don't know.
I've barely made the most of that. Like,
I know, but it's a nice thing to have. Like, I like the novelty of it. It's a good like little collector thing to have. But yeah, that's all it is. It's not. We shouldn't really be looking at these as like value for money games wise.
No. Will you be picking this up?
No.
No.
I didn't pick up the SNESs or the NESs, so I shan't be picking this up either.
So yeah, that was my news of the week.
Hmm.
You got anything you want to touch on?
I got a couple of things, yeah. Oh yeah. Do you hear that Andrew Lincoln is leaving The Walking Dead?
Yes. Why?
So this is Rick Grimes, like the main guy from The Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm.
He alleges...
Rick Grimy Grimes.
He alleges he wants to spend more time with his family back home in England. And he spends like 6 to 7 months a year shooting over in America for The Walking Dead. So he basically said, yeah, I want out. And they're like, yeah, that's cool. Yeah, we'll do that. And this was kind of released while Rick Grimes was still on the show. So it's like, what the fuck's going to happen to Rick Grimes?
Is he just going to leave? Is he going to be killed off?
Well, this is it. His fate was decided last Sunday, Chris.
Oh, dear. I haven't heard.
Walking Dead. Have you not?
No.
Well, I'm not saying anything about his fate.
Do you know what happens?
I do, yeah.
Did you watch it?
No.
Okay.
I caught up. I read up on what's been happening. I'm completely lost. There's so many new characters and shit.
I'm kind of glad because I last left it. The last I seen was Negan's introduction.
Me too.
And then I was just like, no, that's it. I'm done for a while. Mm-hmm. And apparently that's when it picks up again an awful lot when Negan comes into the show. But no, I have no idea what the fuck's going on.
I'm not committed to that show anymore whatsoever. But Chris, the departing Andrew Lincoln, it has been revealed.
So do you know what happens, Rick Grimes?
I do, yeah.
Do you want to tell me?
I'll tell you after the podcast. I don't want to ruin it for anybody else. But I will tell you this.
Tell me.
There is more story to tell, and we will be telling it, according to AMC producers. A Walking Dead expansion has been revealed. Andrew Lincoln movies, new series to come. So they couldn't let a sleeping dog lie. Rick, the story of Rick will go on in 3 films.
No way.
So we're going to have 3 films starring Andrew Lincoln.
Rick Grimes.
Well, as Rick Grimes,
what has happened, basically.
So rather than doing the series, he's going to do 3 films. I think they're going to be direct-to-TV films, AMC films, as opposed to doing the series any longer.
Okay.
So, no clarity what these are yet, whether these are one-offs, if these are prequels, sequels, whatever they are.
Mm.
But this is not the last of Rick Grimes, regardless of what happens. Good God.
He's such a fan favorite. I love Rick Grimes.
Oh, everyone loves him. His only reason that show was good.
Yeah.
At some points, he was the only reason it was good. I'm not really sure how it stands at the minute, but I'm completely lost by it. But, if y'all are watching Walking Dead, know that Rick Grimes is departing, but you will not have to suffer too much withdrawal because he'll be in a couple of films. And there's a new series to come, apparently, as well. I think they're cancelling Fear of the Walking Dead, which was like the sister show they had going. So I don't know what's going on there. Yeah. It seems interesting, but I could care less.
I had heard about that he was departing. I didn't know what the reason was behind it, but I don't really care. I don't watch the show much anymore.
Deadpool is getting re-released.
What?
Deadpool 2.
Why?
Is getting re-released. It's getting released as Once Upon a Deadpool. It's coming out this December 12th.
Is that just for people that catch up, that get it again?
It's a PG-13 version of Deadpool.
No, it's not.
It is.
What?
It is. Targeted towards kids. And
because so many kids love the idea of Deadpool. No way.
The only reason that Ryan Reynolds and co have agreed to do it is because a dollar out of every sale made will go to a cancer charity called Fuck Cancer.
No way. That's great.
Which is temporarily changing its name to Fudge Cancer. That's for the duration,
for
the duration
of this,
So,
that's class.
It's pretty cool, isn't it?
When's it releasing?
So it's coming out, it's starting on December 12th,
mm-hmm.
and then it's running right the way to Christmas. So
that's brilliant.
For kids to go in and see Deadpool in a PG-friendly...
Same movie.
...environment. Same movie with
cut.
Apparently additional scenes that they shot. So it's kind of like framed. It's going to be like Deadpool telling a story at Christmas, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
That's class.
It's pretty cool, isn't it? Ryan Reynolds, of course, type of person who would do something like that.
I'd love to see that.
I'll probably watch it just to see what they've changed.
That's amazing. Mm. I'm very happy about that.
What else? Xbox Rage sends a gamer at the age of 30 on a shooting spree. Oh. Neighbor's home struck.
What?
Yeah, basically a guy fucking rage quit out of a game and picked up his gun.
Did he kill anybody?
No, he just shot randomly.
Jesus Christ.
But of course, all the American media has been out like, going, games make people shoot people.
Oh, of course, yeah. GTA makes people crazy and all that kind of shit.
Yeah, oh no, yeah. Complete whack job. He was playing Spyro.
When's Spyro? Spyro's out soon.
I think Spyro's out this month.
Yeah.
I think it's out. I think it's been released.
No.
I think it was released Friday.
No.
Yeah, I think it was.
Has it? Did I miss that?
I think so.
I'm going to go pick it up today if it has.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
I think I'd like to pick it up for sure.
I'm not pick up Red Dead, but I'll pick up Spyro.
Still nowhere near getting Red Dead.
I'm just not going to play it, you know. I don't know what way to segue with this. We could segue two ways. We could go into our main topic, or we could talk about some of the stuff we've been playing.
Hang on, you
were going to tell me. What was the thing?
Yeah, I was about to say, we got a couple of updates to our conspiracy theory episode from last week.
Yes. Let's talk about that before we go into today's topic.
So, we got a couple of comments last week. Thanks to C.S. Lewis. I'm going to be honest with you, I haven't a freaking clue what he was talking about.
Do you know who this guy is?
Nope, no idea.
Yeah, if you are C.S. Lewis and you're watching this...
We are very confused.
Yeah.
But I did realize one thing the other day. So he's talking about a lot of things about, I couldn't make the heads or tails of it, but the Wizard of Oz and Donald Duck and Disney and JFK.
Have you got the comments?
I don't. Well, yeah, I could get them up, but it wouldn't really help with the clarity of the situation, Chris.
I'll see if you talk away, I'll see if I can get them quickly.
Well, the point of it was, Chris, and which I didn't understand, he was making all these references between American government and Disney and the Wizard of Oz.
Mm-hmm.
What I didn't realize is that C.S. Lewis died on the same day as Aldous Huxley. And Huxley was the guy who wrote and transferred The Wizard of Oz to Disney.
Right.
Which was Disney's first big live action feature film. Yeah.
Okay.
Both of these men died in the same day.
Hmm.
But their deaths were overshadowed by another
death. Is this C.S. Lewis as in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe?
Yep,
C.S. Lewis?
The exact same.
Okay.
But they're both died in the same day, but their deaths were overshadowed by another guy who died.
Who?
JFK.
Ah.
So they all died in the same day. So I think that is what he's trying to insinuate in the comments, is that there is a bigger conspiracy here, Chris.
Okay, right, okay.
The American government didn't just kill JFK, they also killed C.S. Lewis and Aldous Huxley.
But why?
I have no idea why.
Like, what would be the point of killing C.S. Lewis?
I don't think there's any point.
He gave us Narnia.
He did, yeah. But he was in cahoots, Chris.
My God. I think this guy, this C.S. Lewis guy, is in fucking cahoots.
He could be onto something, though.
He could be on something.
There's something here.
No, he could just be fucking on something, dude.
Please keep watching. We really appreciate your viewership.
100%. I actually have the comment here. Will I go for it? See if people at home can make head or tail of what the hell this guy's talking about? Okay, it's loading.
Or you can just go to YouTube. Go to our previous podcast on YouTube and give us a view.
If it would load. It's actually not loading. I have us right there.
Oh.
We look so good. It's so dark. Okay, here we go. The only two comments on this one, both from him. We didn't even respond.
No, we did not.
I don't know how. Okay, here we go. Comment number one.
We're playing our podcast, Chris.
So, how do I explain to gamers a society of lies? Why is the perception of President Donald and V-President Mickey? Why the perception of Oz and magical trajectories killing Kennedy? Why is USA ruled in Disney images? Why did Disney hire Huxley to turn USA into Disneytopia? Why do medias secretly control a society of lies? The rich man's trick was Disney man's magic.
I mean, it's all right there in front of you if you're willing to see it.
And the second comment then was, here is an easy way to solve the Kennedy Oz enigma. Begin at the end and reverse engineer to the beginning. Begin with the monkey virus and Dorothy death. Begin with Frank Baum's Wizard of Oz and Dorothy death. Reverse engineer back to Oz fired magical trajectories. Reverse engineer back to C.S. Lewis dead and Aldous Huxley dead. Two Disney associates. Kennedy makes three dead Disney associates. .. This guy is fucking on something. Dude. I don't know. He's high as a fucking kite.
He knows, Chris. He knows.
Yeah, he knows fucking nothing.
The government's going to take him out. He knows too much.
I hope this guy is secretly hidden in a bunker somewhere. And he's just managed to find our podcast and that's it. He's
so it was funny last night, the Illuminati episode of American Dad came on.
Yep.
So I got all back up in the conspiracy theory jive last night.
Are you going Black History Month?
Is it? Oh, yeah, yeah. The origins of the peanut butter.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good one.
It's very good.
Yeah, it's very good. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is the Empty Promise Podcast. Remember, you can find this podcast and all the previous podcasts over at youtube.com/XIGaming. That is the umbrella in which we operate under. That is the video version of the podcast. If that's not good for you or you wish to take us with you on the go, you can find us over at Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Audio Boom, Podcast Addict,
Google Podcasts,
SoundCloud sometimes.
just stop saying SoundCloud.
I have to throw it out there. It's all there. Thank you very much to each and every one of you for getting in touch with us this week. Thank you to the main man in particular, because he pointed out a massive flaw in our Spotify audio last week.
Yep, thanks very much for that.
So actually, we get to 74 minutes and the audio cuts out. Rest assured, we are re-uploading the audio. It will be up and going. You can finish the conspiracy.
It's not just a bold design choice that we went with.
No, to see if anyone was listening. Yeah, no,
we just messed up.
The audio was just a little bit fucky that week. So we'll get that back and fixed. You can continue the conspiracy podcast, and hopefully this one will find you in good health as well.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for that indeed. I'm actually going to see the main man tomorrow.
Oh, yeah? So, yeah. Getting a wee trim.
Yeah.
Getting a clean up.
Yep.
You need it.
I do. I need it. I feel like such a hobo right now.
Getting the years shortened or something like that.
Is it the years?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Something like that.
Is that like a metaphor for
getting your haircut?
Yeah. Well, that's terrible.
Getting the bob chop.
Yep. That's terrible. Okay, D. Let's go. Main topic this week. What are we talking about? You lead this one. This is your topic.
I think first we should take a 2-minute recess.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're back. Brief intermission, but you won't have seen that. Only we will have seen that. You will have heard it.
But they will know that we're back.
We are back. We are back. Right, here we go. What are we going with?
Chris,
I'm going to go for a zero sugar Coke.
Here's the big news of the week. This
no Coke. Pepsi. It's too early for Coke. Coke hour at 9 p.m.
Coke Zero, though, Chris. Mm-hmm. Coke Zero is the dog's bollocks, let me tell you. Coke, right. Classic Coke. Have you noticed this is what they're doing? So regular Coke Zero is basically just regular Coke with a black band at the top.
I've seen that,
Regular Coke is just... Okay, regular Coke with classic at the top. It's called classic.
I know.
They're trying to phase out regular Coke, Chris, I'm telling you.
I also have another little like tidbit of news as well. Do you know that workers at Ground Zero found an 18th century ship underneath the World Trade rubble?
What?
An 18th century ship. So whenever, obviously, the Twin Towers collapsed and they were like, shit, we have to dig this all up and we're going to redo. In the ground, they found an 18th century ship that had obviously washed up into New York, buried over, and then they just built the World Trade Towers on top of it.
But that's insane.
They uncovered it. Isn't it?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's
like the Black Rock.
Oh my God.
Another quick bit of news as well. The kids are traumatized over Aldi's Christmas ad. Did you see that? Kevin the Carrot?
No.
Have you not seen that?
There shouldn't be Christmas ads out this early, but
so it's like, have you not seen the ad?
No.
So it's like, it reminds you an awful lot of the Coca-Cola ad, you know, Santa driving the truck. Mm. Only it's a carrot. Okay, it's a carrot, right. And he's driving along like this this cliffside, and all of a sudden the truck skids, and is left kind of the Italian Job style, like over
right,
a cliff,
right.
And there's a crate of carrots in the back that all slide to the back, and the door's open, and they're just teetering there, and it just pops up just hashtag save Kevin, and the advertisement finishes.
We gotta go save him.
So I think me personally, I believe, and you've heard it here first. Where they're going with this is that Santa is going to come to the rescue. He's going to come down and tow Kevin.
But only if all the kids go out there and buy enough and eat all their carrots.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah, so there you go.
It's not a bad idea, Chris.
Okay.
But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, here's the big news of the week for me that really, really made me feel good, Chris. Okay. I was happy about this here, to be honest with you. A Breaking Bad movie has been announced.
Wow.
Breaking Bad being the absolutely fucking tremendous TV show that ran for 5
seasons.
Very,
very good.
Over on AMC. Available on Netflix here in the U of K and the Republic of I.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant show. Had a
tremendous show.
Perfect ending, if you ask me.
I love the ending.
But there's apparently going to be a film.
Wow. How are they doing produced. The film? Or what way is this working?
Well, this is the thing. Now, a lot of people speculate. And initially, it was just announced that we have a film coming. And it's going to be produced by... Produced and written by Vince Gilligan. Which is like the showrunner for Breaking Bad.
Mm-hmm.
And also helped create Better Call Saul, which is the spin-off show.
It's a very good spin-off show.
It's a brilliant spin-off show. It's
very good.
Which kind of gives me... Already gives me kind of confidence that this will be probably be a really well-done film.
Yep.
So all we knew is that he was going to be producing and writing a film... Based on Breaking Bad. So people went with, obviously people kind of speculated wildly about what it's going to be. Is it going to be a prequel? Is it going to be like an origin story for Gus? You know, Gus?
Gus Fring.
Yeah. Or was it kind of going more in depth into what his operations or what was it going to be? And then like a little... Then we got a snippet of a synopsis.
Oh.
About what this film is going to be about.
So we actually know what it's going to be about.
Well, Yeah, more or less. They have given us like a plot summary,
okay.
Which heavily suggests that it's going to be a sequel following Jesse Pinkman after the series finale.
Brilliant.
It has been confirmed, I think, that Aaron Paul is to return.
Brilliant. I'm very happy with that. I love the way that Jesse kind of left that show, though. I thought it was brilliant.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was
well
done. Yeah. But now this is going to continue afterwards.
I mean, I think we're okay to talk about
the ending,
the finale of Breaking Bad here. But if you haven't seen it, we can talk, there could be spoilers for the next half hour.
Yeah, so just don't listen for half an hour.
We'll just like limit the spoilers for the next.
I'll tell you what we're going to do because we meant to do this. There'll be timestamps hopefully in the video below. Do you want to write down in your sheet that we're starting Breaking Bad spoilers at 47?
Yep, gotcha.
47, 45. Actually, that might change after we make
sure. It's fine.
Anyway, Breaking Bad spoilers.
At the end of Breaking Bad, we see Jesse Pinkman escaping from like this, like where he basically was a slave.
Yeah, he was.
This group of like neo-Nazis making meth.
Yeah.
So he drives away in a car, and he more or less just
leaves everything. Just, he's in a fit of rage.
He just guns driving. It, and he's screaming, flying down the freeway or whatever you call it.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people, myself included, were happy with the theory that he drove down that road and continued driving until he found himself on the set of Need for Speed, the film, in which he stars driving cars.
Oh, brilliant.
I think this is going to debunk that, Chris, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I think so.
They may tie it in at the very end.
Are they literally just going to take over with, like, the opening scene would be him in a car driving? That'd be pretty cool. Like.
I don't know. Maybe. Pretty interesting. Vince Gilligan has talked a wee bit about it. He's been like... at the end of Breaking Bad, he was like, I like to think that Jesse Pinkman got away.
Mm-hmm.
I like to think that he managed to escape. But the reality is that like the cops would have been on him like so quick
like
after.
So
it's like, and he still is like in, like could be done for like murders and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's like, realistically, it's not going to be easy for Jesse to get away. Seemingly, this is what this film is going to be about.
Right.
It's like, how did Jesse Pinkman fare after the events of Breaking Bad?
We have to remember as well that like, there was a lot of talk about Walter White not actually being dead.
This is it too. All we see at the end of Breaking Bad regarding Walter White is
he's sprawled out on the floor.
He's been shot. He's also, you know, like basically dead from cancer anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, he sprawled out on the floor, lying with a smile on his face.
Mm-hmm. As authorities kind of burst in and around the vicinity.
So whether he died there or he died, you know, what happened?
Maybe he's taken to prison. Maybe Jesse's going to have to break him out of prison.
Maybe.
Is this what the movie's going to be?
They reunite.
Are they going to take in Michael Scofield and the boys?
Oh my God.
Is this going to be a tie-in?
It's going to be a Prison Break, Breaking Bad crossover TV film.
Oh, Jesus. That's terrible.
I hope not.
Yeah, I know. It could work.
Christopher, we could make it work.
It could work.
We need to get in contact with the people over at AMC immediately.
Yep.
And make this happen.
We have an idea.
guys.
Cancel your 2 o'clock. You're going to want to hear this.
Hear me out here.
All right.
So, I mean, this is pretty interesting.
It is interesting, yeah. I mean, I'm a massive fan of Breaking Bad. I wasn't the first time I watched it. I thought it was very, very good. And then I recently rewatched it, and it's just so bloody good.
It's so good.
I like to think at the end of it... I mean, I love the way it wrapped up.
Yeah, I think it was a brilliant finale.
I think, I like to just think that Jesse got away. But as you say there, the harsh reality is the police would be all over him.
Over him like a rash, Chris.
But Walter White is down but not out.
I think I'm going to go ahead and assume that Walter White doesn't live.
Yep. I like to think that.
I don't think he'll be in this film.
Nope.
Already people have been all over Bryan Cranston asking him, like, are you going to be in this? Have they approached you? And he's like, I haven't read a script. I haven't been asked.
Yeah.
And Walter White, as far as I know, died.
He's dead.
Yeah. So.
Show so good.
But God only knows what they'll do. I think it's going to be cool. We're going to get some closure about whether Jesse gets away or not. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
There's going to be stuff they can play with there, because it's not just going to be kind of like, you know, dragging it out after the end. Because Jesse is quite young.
Yeah.
So, like, obviously he could try and build a life.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see what they do with it. I always have faith in Vince Gilligan, Chris.
Yeah. What else did he do?
He did Breaking Bad.
What else?
Better Call Saul.
Anything else?
Can't think of the top of my head.
Did he do S.H.I.E.L.D.?
I don't know. He was working. I remember he worked on the X-Files as well. He made some great X-Files episodes.
That was Abrams did Alias, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's a completely different show.
But yeah, he's a great showrunner. Let's see if it transfers over to the film world.
So we're thinking now TV shows that could potentially be movies.
Well, this is it.
Wow.
Well, this is it. Now, that got me thinking about it. There's a bunch of TV shows that eventually got made into films out there. And I got a list of them here that I think...
potential front runners.
I got some good ones, I got some bad ones, and then maybe we can talk about ones where we'd like to see it.
I have one in my head at the minute that I think you're probably on the same lines as me, but I definitely think I'd like to see this. I'll say it whenever we get into it.
Okay, fair enough.
But I think it's one of my all-time favorite shows. It is my all-time favorite show, and there's an area of this show that I'd love to see explored in more depth.
Okay, that's great.
Okay.
Well, the first one that I had just on the top of my head, because we already talked about it, is The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
So that's one that they've already went and done a full TV show, and now they're going to try and make a couple of films
out
of this.
They're way ahead of you.
Chris, they beat me to the fucking, to the ball on this one, but...
The guys at AMC.
That's it. They know what they're doing, like.
I know,
They know
yeah.
what they're doing.
I know. They market this right, they might just sell this.
They might make some money out of this. All right, so here, I've got a list of fucking TV shows that were made into films. Let's talk about whether they made good films.
Okay,
or
yeah. Excellent, okay. Excellent. Perfect.
And you might have even seen the half of these. I know I have.
Let us know, by the way, whenever you hear these, if you agree with any of this.
Yeah, right now.
This would be great.
Okay, so the first one I have on my list is South Park.
Oh.
So did you ever see that film, the South Park movie?
Bigger, longer uncut or badder uncut or something? I did. I wasn't a massive fan of the movie, to tell you the truth. No. It's like... I'm not going to step on your toes with it, because I'm not going to keep going with, like, I could say it's like such and such, so I'm just going to talk about South Park. I enjoy South Park, but I'm a very recreational South Park fan, if that makes sense.
Yep.
So the movie to me was just like a really long, drawn-out episode, and I didn't really enjoy that.
Funny for me, it was my introduction to South Park.
Oh, was it? Yeah.
Yeah, so I watched it long before I started watching South Park as a show. But I'm the same as you. I'm a very recreational South Park viewer.
I think I enjoy it more than I'm grown up, and I get a lot more of the references.
True.
And I can, you know, I understand, like, all... Because all South Park do is rip into celebrities, like...
This is it.
And I enjoy now knowing, kind of, you know, who they're ripping into and why. Beforehand, I didn't really.
South Park is also a show. As a show, it's very, like, dependent on being relevant, like, right now.
Yeah. South Park do that very well, though.
They do, yeah. Because they have that, like, really, 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 like, close production cycle. Where they literally finish the episodes, like, a couple hours before they have to air. So they can always be on, like, on the...
And it's very... they're able to do that because it is such... And I don't mean this in a bad way, but it's, like, very cheap animation.
Well, that's it. Like, they have a lot more freedom to, like leave it late and get the latest news.
Yeah. I wasn't a massive fan of Bigger, Longer, Uncut.
I liked it,
but I enjoy South Park.
I think they transitioned well into a film.
Yeah,
because they kind of went with the whole, like, it's a musical kind of route, you know.
Added
a little bits and pieces to it.
No,
here's another one, Chris, that I never knew was a TV show. I always seen the film for this before I ever knew it was a TV show. Mission Impossible
was a TV show.
Was a TV show. Yeah.
No way.
Back in like the 90s or 80s or something.
No way.
Yeah.
I did not know this.
No, neither did I.
Right?
I love the Mission Impossible films.
Yeah, I know you do.
I am a massive fan.
Yeah. I enjoy 1 through 3, and then I haven't seen the other ones.
Oh, they're so good.
Ghost Protocol and Rogue Nation.
Brilliant.
What's the other one?
Fallout.
Yeah,
it's good. It's not as good as the other two, but they're great films.
I'm just writing down the ideas that come to my head here.
But yeah, I remember I was watching, like, flicking through some of them preview channels, and I popped up Mission Impossible was on. I was like, oh, awesome, I'll watch this.
Yep.
And it was like this cheesy fucking 90s TV show, and I was like, what the fuck, I didn't sign up for this shit.
Yeah,
it turns out it was a TV show that they made into a film.
Wow.
And the films have performed a lot better
I would imagine
the TV show ever did.
I mean, I just like Tom Cruise. Did you hear he set up a Scientology fucking, like, truck at his latest on the sets of his latest movie to try to entice fellow actors and actresses to join the Scientology cult?
I really wish he wasn't a Scientologist.
Exactly. I like the man. I really like the guy. Just don't do this shit to him. Don't.
God.
Yeah.
Anyway. Even if I wouldn't even mind if he was one and he just shut up about it.
Yeah, just leave
just,
it.
Just you do you, man.
Yeah. Exactly. You do you, we'll do us.
But Scientology is one of those like religions where they like try their absolute best to convince people to join. Like
they're like Jehovah's Witnesses, basically.
Yeah, pretty much. Like
they're like pushier Jehovah's Witnesses.
Yeah, they're like Jehovah's Witnesses, except without the fucking legitimacy of being a religion. Anyway. Oh, my phone locked. Next up, brilliant one.
Yeah.
The Simpsons.
Oh, thank God. I wrote that
you
down.
You wrote that down, yeah.
The Simpsons, phenomenal TV show. And then the movie.
I think it was great.
I love the movie. They made a great film. I love the movie.
I was shocked because The Simpsons at that time, I was like, I am over The Simpsons.
Same.
The new Simpsons aren't great.
Yeah.
Whatever. I could live without ever seeing The Simpsons again. Same. Watching the film made me go like, God, The Simpsons can't be great.
I love The Simpsons.
I love The Simpsons.
No, I was in the same boat as you because at that point I had kind of outgrown The Simpsons.
Yeah.
I was just like, I don't like the newer episodes. Simpsons seasons like 1 to like 10, 1 to 12 is like the best. It's the peak of The Simpsons. And then what did the movie come out? Like 2007 or something?
Was that long ago?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
And I remember seeing it for the first time. I didn't see it in the cinema. I seen it just on DVD shortly after it came out. That Christmas it came out. And I was like, that was okay. And then the more I watch it, the more I enjoy that movie.
It's a great film.
It's so good, yeah.
It's like they just got a brilliant episode, made it longer, yeah. Made it work.
Very, very
good. They did
yeah.
very well with it.
I hope they do another movie.
They talked about it,
I hope they do it well.
Yeah. I think money-wise, it's just going to cost them so much money to get those actors to do another film.
Yeah, very true. I just thought of another one.
But yeah, Simpsons is an absolute fucking... That's a perfect example of making a film out of a TV show.
Yep.
They got all the elements right. They used all the characters.
I have another excellent one like that. I don't know if you have it in your list.
But that's my next one.
What is
SpongeBob?
It?
SpongeBob?
It is. It's literally just wrote it down.
You're right, Levi.
SpongeBob is an incredible movie. I like the SpongeBob movie better than the Simpsons movie.
Yeah? Yeah, well, fair enough, 100%. Actually.
I love the SpongeBob movie.
I like the SpongeBob movie better than I like SpongeBob the TV show.
Yeah.
Honestly, yeah.
The movie is so good.
I love it to bits.
There's so many, like, not even, like, adult references, like, but it just caters to everybody, that movie. Like, it's so, so funny. I love it. I love the show as well. The show is great. Fantastic, like, SpongeBob as a whole is just brilliant. Like,
the film though just made it for me. Like,
so fucking stupid.
I would watch that if that film was on TV. That's the type of film I'd sit down and just watch the rest.
Did you watch the second movie?
No,
it's very good as well.
Is it the same animation style or is they the?
No, it's the same animation style.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've never seen it. It's interesting.
Very, very.
I looked that up.
Mm-hmm.
SpongeBob 2. Sponge
Out of Water, I think it's called.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck me.
Yeah, it's very good.
Let's try that out.
I also have another one here. I don't know if you have it.
Yeah, go for it.
And this isn't one of the best. This is kind of one of the ones that I'm teetering on, but Futurama.
The movies they did?
Yeah. Because then they broke the movies up, didn't they?
Yeah.
And made into episodes.
So, like, yeah, they did 4 movies.
Because I love the show.
Yeah.
The show's fantastic. I love Futurama.
As do I.
And it was whenever I think season 4 kind of went down the after season 4 went down the can, they got Fox canceled. Pulled it or whatever, yeah. They got cancelled. And didn't they make the movies then after that?
They came back as four films, and then the films got like split into episodes, and then them episodes were season 5.
Yeah.
In America, but in over here, there is no season 5.
No.
It's just season 5 is season 6 in America.
Yeah. It's so weird the way it works. I'm not a big fan of the movies. I watched A Beast with a Billion Backs.
I think I've seen it. Is there one where like
Bender's Big Score?
Fry's ass is like a portal.
Bender's Big Score, I think
seen
it is.
Most of it.
Yeah.
I've never actually sat down to watch them though.
I mean, look, it's the same thing as South Park with me. I love the show, and then this kind of just felt like one long, drawn out episode, and I just wasn't enjoying it.
See, it's hard. That's why The Simpsons did so well to get it into a film that works.
Very well, yeah.
Futurama. I had it down, but I got rid of it because I was like, did I count that as those films? Yeah. Or is that a season or whatever? Like, The Inbetweeners. And are you a fan of The Inbetweeners, Chris?
Not particularly. Yeah. I think I jumped onto the hype bandwagon when I was in high school. It was kind of a cool thing to watch. But I don't really enjoy the comedy. I don't really like...
It can be difficult to watch at times.
The British kind of cringy kind of... Yeah. I don't know. There's something about it that I'm not a massive fan of it. Like, my family love it. My mum and dad love it.
Yeah.
My brother loves it. Yeah. I'm just like... I think Ashley loves it as well.
I go through periods of loving it.
No, the movie for me was just like, no, I could live without that.
See, the TV show was something that if it was on, I'd probably not watch it.
Yeah.
But if other people wanted to watch it, I'd sit down and I'd enjoy it. Yeah. I definitely would enjoy it. I'd be like, fuck, why do I not watch this?
Yeah.
It's just not something I enjoy watching maybe by myself, I guess.
I think the problem I thought with the movie was it felt like, okay, they had gone so far with the show and they had really cringy, like, oh my God moments in the show.
Yeah.
And then they thought, we're making a movie, so we have to kind of go above and beyond that.
Go a step higher.
And it felt like they were just throwing in things, you know, just for the sake of having them in the movie. And it was like, ah.
Funny, I thought that I actually really enjoyed the film.
Did you?
Yeah, probably more so than the TV show.
No, I wouldn't say that.
The Inbetweeners is a show I'd watch certain episodes of it more so than the actual show.
Yeah, I'm just not a big fan in general.
Yeah. I think it did good though to get
a
the film.
A lot of people would disagree with this though. People love The Inbetweeners.
Oh, absolutely. Like the second film, they did another film as well.
Oh, they did, yeah.
Didn't do too well.
Wait, what's the first movie? Is that the one where they go on holiday?
They go on holiday to like Ibiza or something
like that.
Yeah, yeah. And then the second one, they go to Australia.
That's right. I haven't seen the second one.
I've seen bits of it. Like,
no intention of watching it.
I've only seen parts now. No. What else we got here? What else we got here? 21 Jump Street.
I did not know that was a
It was.
Show.
Johnny Depp was in it.
What?
Yeah, he was in the 21 Jump Street. I think there's a part in 22 Jump Street.
Johnny D.
Do you know in 22 Jump Street, wherever they go in and Johnny... Have you seen 22 Jump Street? Oh.
No.
There's a part in it where they go into like some room to try and take down the bad guys. And there's already two undercover agents in there. One of them is Johnny Depp.
No way.
It's the two original characters from the show.
Ah, right. Very good. So they paid homage to that. Very good. No.
It was like a really, over in America, it was a really popular TV show. Like.
Tell you what, Johnny Depp could be using with that work right now.
Whew.
Yeah.
He's in that the Grindelwald film, the Fantastic Beach.
Fantastic Beach.
This truly is a fantastic beach. Wow.
Roll credits. Oh yeah, he's in Fantastic Beasts. Yeah, yeah. Indeed. I did not know that movie was coming out.
Certain like a week.
Yeah. That to me, that was like the silent killer of the year. You seen the first one?
Yeah.
What do you think of it?
Oh, it's good.
Yeah.
I liked it.
But I had no idea that that one was coming out. I was like, wow, took me by surprise.
I'm actually looking forward to it. Although I don't think it's going to be as good as the first one. Just from the trailers and stuff. I'm praying to be surprised.
Okay.
Because I like those. I just like the Harry Potter world.
Yeah. That could be a good TV series. Harry Potter. Hogwarts.
I remember reading this ages ago, Chris. And I was like, because this is the other thing we're going to sort of talk about. Is like films that need a TV show.
Yeah.
Harry Potter as a TV show would have been perfect.
Yep.
One season per book.
Oh my God,
it works so well.
Brilliant, yeah.
You know, you could do the fucking four terms of the Hogwarts.
It would take, imagine the budget it would take to do it.
Oh, it'd be insane.
But like, it would do very, very well.
You get all those things that were skipped out for the films.
Yeah.
The other one that's more or less parallel to that is...
The Lord of the Rings.
Exactly.
Oh, I can't wait for that, man.
We're getting Lord of the Rings TV show, but I don't think it's... I guess before like the events of Lord of the Rings.
Is it like is it just called Middle Earth or something?
Something like that.
Or is it just like the hobbits that we're concerned with, or the Shire or something?
No, it's like to do with Middle Earth, but I think it's like way before, like kind of like Smeagol's time around then.
Ah, right, okay.
Something like I must read up on that and see how that's coming.
Yeah, actually, yeah. Very good.
But yeah, those are like two films that would work so well as TV shows. Like.
I love the Lord of the Rings.
It's because Game of Thrones has shown us that like
it's
TV
doable.
Shows can be amazing. Like.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm hoping to God we get something like that.
Yeah. I remember whenever we first, you good?
It's gone all dark again.
Is it?
Yeah. But you're fucking gonna be all right.
It doesn't look too bad.
You will endure this.
You will endure.
Because it's good.
We
hope.
All we have to do is just start moving the camera around.
Yeah. We'll just track it with it. Yeah. Man, that would be awesome.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. We should get that in a dolly and we could just pull, wheel it around. What else have you got?
Let's see. I got... okay, so a couple of like older TV shows that were done to films like in more recent times. The Dukes of Hazzard.
Yep.
Got done into a film. Charlie's Angels.
Yep.
The A-Team.
I enjoyed that movie.
I enjoyed
that movie. I thought they did a very good job.
A lot of people were saying like, oh, it was just a blatant cash-in on the A-Team. I was like, no.
Well, it was one of the films... Like, if you enjoy a movie, like, what's wrong with that?
I love Liam Neeson.
I like Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper.
I think Bradley Cooper's such a good actor. Like,
what do you call the guy who played Mr. T?
I have no idea.
Love the guy who played Murdoch.
Murdoch.
Who is that guy?
Because I've seen him in something else recently.
He's like a South African guy.
And then Patrick Wilson played the bad guy.
Yeah.
And Jessica Biel?
Yeah, Jessica Biel was in that too.
Jessica Biel's.
It was class.
Very good.
I really enjoyed that film. I'd watch it again.
Yeah.
Same. Star Trek.
Yes.
Star Trek films, I like those.
I could care less about the series. I enjoyed the movies.
Exactly, yeah.
It kind of got you into thinking, maybe I should watch the series.
Exactly.
But I never did.
Do you know they're bringing back Patrick Stewart to do another series based on his captain, Jean-Luc Picard?
No way.
Yeah. Right. I would watch that because I like Patrick Stewart.
Yeah. I like Patrick Stewart too.
Yeah.
Have they ever made an X-Men series?
Like the cartoon? Would that count?
Real life series?
No, I don't think so.
I'm just thinking there because we have X-Men movies and I'm like,
why not?
Cool.
There haven't been many live action superhero shows.
They're doing a lot more now. DC have got a lot going now, don't they?
That's where they succeed.
Yeah.
They can't do the films for shit.
No.
But they have got really good, they got Gotham, they had
Flash.
Flash, there's a Supergirl one.
It's Green Arrow.
Green Arrow, yeah, it was great too. They had back in the day Smallville, which I enjoyed.
Right, Smallville. What do you call the guy that played?
I cannot think of his name. Clark, I liked him. They're better at the film to TV adaptations.
I just thought of one just now they did that. Family Guy?
Did they do a film?
Stewie Griffin, but then they also did the feature length Star Wars spin-offs.
Oh yeah.
That were fantastic.
Fair enough.
I really enjoyed them. Because I watched those long before I ever watched Star Wars.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was just like, I really like this.
I might watch Star Wars.
Yeah.
Because of them.
Yeah, very good.
I got two more here.
Star Wars series would be pretty cool.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. From the cartoon to the Michael Bay.
So there's the Michael Bay movies, but don't forget there was movies before that.
Oh, was there?
Back in the day, yeah.
That's right, yeah. The 80s one?
There was, I've
never actually seen that
Holy one. Shit, man. You should just Google the costumes. They're so fucking
I've
bad.
Seen them, yeah. Another Michael Bay one, Transformers. Again, from cartoon to...
But the first movie and parts of the second movie were excellent.
I enjoyed those
And then
films.
They just cashed in on Transformers. They milked that cow so badly.
Have you seen there's another one, Bumblebee, coming out?
Yes, I have. And I don't care about it at all. At all.
I think that's been Jackass.
Yeah,
Jackass transitioned really well. But basically that's because it was just a longer episode.
I heard as well, I listened to something with Johnny Knoxville in it recently, and he was saying that the only reason they ever did Jackass 2 was because after the first movie they went to shoot a show called Wild Boys. You ever hear of Wild Boys?
Yeah.
And they were doing all this shit for Wild Boys, and then they were putting themselves through so much, and one day on set, one guy was just like, you know what, why don't we just can this and just make this all into Jackass 2?
They brought it to the
studios, and they were like, yeah, let's do that. Because they were asking them for ages, do Jackass 2, and they were like, no, we're not coming back for another series, that's it. And then eventually they were just like, you know what, if we're going to fucking put ourselves through this, let's just make it a movie. And the second Jackass movie was even better than the first, yeah.
I love the Jackass film.
I think there's a third one then.
Probably is, actually.
Yeah.
I've never seen it now.
I like Johnny Knoxville.
Yeah, I think that's sort of my list. And there's obviously way more out there, but those are the ones of note to me, Chris. Have you got a couple?
Is this, well, you see, this is one, I don't want to talk about what I want to see yet. Yeah. So I'm trying to think, what is this?
Go for what you want to see.
What I want to see is a film to do with the Dharma Initiative.
Oh, yes. You were saying it's one of your favorite TV shows
of all time. Or just a series, series based on the Dharma Initiative.
Oh my God, that would be amazing.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Because Lost is my favorite show of all time.
And that period is so cool.
And there's so much that goes on the island that I'd love to know about. So
I've always said, many times I've read that they've said, listen, Lost is owned by Disney. Lost made money, so this is not the last you're going to see of Lost. And I'm I wonder how they're going to go back.
I know.
And I always pray that they go back to before
the events of Lost.
And do Dharma. Because that would be fucking
Dharma's
class.
Class, man. There's so much shit going on that island. And with that Dharma Initiative, I would love to know about it.
So good.
Plus, they could also do the prequel after, whenever Hurley and Ben stay and are in charge of Dharma or whatever. Or in charge
bring
of the island.
Bring a new group to the island.
Exactly. Be pretty cool.
Could be interesting.
Pretty cool. That's definitely one of mine I want to see. I'm trying to think of.
Would you like
one to
see a Lost film?
No, God no, no. Never.
Neither would I.
Never. Leave Lost where it is.
Lost needs more space than that. More time.
I mean, I'm trying to think of some of my other big series that I enjoy. House of Cards.
Literally on the tip of my tongue there.
You serious?
I was about to say it.
House of Cards
would work so well as a film.
Yeah, it could make a very good film. I love films that are set in Washington. I don't know why.
Political thrillers.
Political, yeah. Oh. It's the parts of Shooter that were set around the Capitol.
Yeah. Know? What about White House Down and the Olympus Has Fallen?
Is that Gerard Butler?
I like
Gerard Butler.
Gerard Butler has done some fucking shit films. Literally all the advertisements I've seen for really bad films have just had Gerard Butler at the bottom.
I know.
He'd call something about some big storm coming. Did you see that one?
Geothermal or something like that, wasn't it? It looked
fucking
pissed. Yeah, I know. It was really, really bad. I understand.
He did Law Abiding Citizen.
That's such a good movie.
Brilliant film. And then he did Olympus Has Fallen, which was great. And then he just did shit after shit after
Olympus
shit.
Has Fallen, then there was London Has Fallen, didn't it?
Yeah.
That's one with Aaron Eckhart.
Aaron Eckhart's in Olympus as well. He's the president.
Yeah, he's also the president. Right. Oh my God, it just continues. Jesus Christ.
What were we saying? Yeah. Oh yeah, House of Cards.
House of Cards would be great, yeah.
Do you know House of Cards season 6 is out?
Yeah, no. I've only seen 1 and 2.
Yeah, all right. Okay,
so far behind.
I'm actually up to date, but I've heard that because obviously the Kevin Spacey thing.
Yeah.
House of Cards 6 is out. I love Kevin Spacey. There's only like 8 episodes. I don't anymore.
I do. I'm sorry, but I do.
He's a vile man.
I like him.
I like his film.
Yeah.
But
apparently
the show is just gone off the rails. They've just decided to go because they have to you have to get rid of him and kind of like, and it's not going to make any sense. So they've decided to go fuck it.
Yeah.
Apparently it's lost the plot entirely. So yeah, can't wait to see it.
Class. I thought of one there whenever you said that. Yes, I'd like to see. We talked about I love war movies.
Yeah.
And the Pacific and Band of Brothers were two fantastic shows. Yeah. So give me a movie based off of those. Dunkirk. Not even based off of those. Dunkirk.
Imagine Dunkirk as a TV show. Imagine Band of Brothers.
A 10-part series of Dunkirk.
That would have been excellent.
Make that
someday,
right now.
Someday, Chris.
Get Tim Hanks and Spielberg in there.
They're making a new one, you know that? There's a third, so we had Band of Brothers in Pacific. No, we have a third one coming.
What is it?
To do with the 101 Airborne Division.
Ah, brilliant.
Or something like that.
Class.
It's been in production for years and years, so I don't know when it's coming, but apparently it is going to happen.
I'd love to see Normandy.
The Somme. Imagine they did World War One.
Oh my God, that'd be so good. But it'd be World War One, they could do Vietnam. They can do a lot of wars. The Cold War, Desert Storm, Afghanistan now.
Oh, right now, Faye.
You know, there's so much shit they could do there. Holy shit. That's cool. That's really cool.
That's cool.
I'm trying to think of just TV shows at the minute that I'd like to see into movies. I don't think the likes of comedies work well. I mean, there was talk of a Friends movie?
Yeah.
I don't want to see that. I never want to see a Scrubs movie. I wouldn't want to see an Office or...
Those things work better as what they are.
I was wondering, would Twin Peaks make a good movie?
It's on the list. They had a film.
Really?
So they had the initial series of Twin Peaks, and then they had a film called Fire Walk With Me. Have you heard of that?
No. Same guy? No?
Same guy, yeah. David Lynch, but it's a prequel. And it's, what's her name? Laura?
Laura Mercer?
No.
Laura Mercer is a makeup. Jesus. My head is in the shed.
Is it Laura? It's not.
It is. No, it's Laura, the death of Laura.
Oh my God.
Palmer. Isn't it?
That is Laura Palmer. Isn't it? Laura Palmer. Swish.
Nothing
so yeah, it's her, it's, I think it's someone finds her diary and is reading it and then it goes back to her alive doing the things in her diary. And then, so it technically has been a film. I don't know if that actually went out in cinemas or not.
Right, okay. Very cool.
But, have you seen the new Twin Peaks season?
No.
Apparently, Alfonso Cuarón, who's that director who's fucking class, he says it's the best TV show ever.
No way.
The new season. He's if all TV was like this, life would be great.
Holy shit.
I have both of them on Blu-ray. I'm going to watch them soon. The whole thing.
Please
over
do.
Christmas, for sure.
Yeah. I want to rewatch Twin Peaks and then I'd probably like to go into the new one.
The Return.
Just now that I think about it, do you know what's a fucking excellent movie? Have you seen it? Three Billboards over...
Fantastic.
What a movie.
Brilliant.
What a fucking movie, man. I watched that in the plane last time on the way to New York and it was holy shit, this movie's good.
I went to the cinema to see that because I love the director because he did In Bruges and he did The Guard and he did a lot of different stuff. And I love Sam Rockwell in anything.
Yep.
And I love Woody Harrelson in anything.
Yep.
And what's her name?
God. What's her name, yeah. She's brilliant.
She is brilliant.
She's so fucked. That movie, that hit hard.
Yeah.
That hit hard, that
movie. You know, she's been in a bunch of great stuff. She was in Fargo.
Yes.
And she was in Burn After Reading. Have you ever seen Burn After Reading?
I started watching it years ago, but I never enjoyed it because I didn't enjoy that kind of dark comedy, that kind of... That's from The Men Who Stare at Goats as well. Part of that thing, isn't it?
Is it? Maybe not. Maybe I'm wrong.
Burn After Reading is George Clooney and Brad Pitt.
Yeah. It's brilliant.
Wow.
It's fucking class, though.
Isn't John Malkovich in it as well?
Yes.
Yes.
And...
Is that Coen Brothers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Her name is on the tip of my tongue. Frances McDormand.
That's it.
Fucking got it. Well, she is brilliant, but...
Holy shit, that movie, watch that movie, guys.
Oh, fuck me, there's a perfect one of the next segment we're going to do, which is movies that were turned into TV shows.
Well, go, let's go into it.
Fargo. Fargo was a really like cult hit, yeah. Coen Brothers film, yeah. With Frances McDormand.
Yeah.
The TV show, I don't know if you've watched it. It's on Netflix. No, it's fucking brilliant.
I have not.
It's so good, Chris.
Wow.
Oh, some of the best TV that's going.
It's funny, Ashley was actually asking me the other day, did I want any DVDs bought for Christmas?
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, well, I'd like another box set, but I don't know what. So now I have to kind of narrow my choices down.
Fargo is brilliant. It does that thing where each season is like a different area.
Got one.
So the first one is like modern day, set in this little town, and there's just like cop who's trying to like solve down this case. And you follow the guy who committed the crime, you follow the ones chasing him, you follow this other guy who's like fucking everything up. There's like a gang war going on in the background as well. And then the second season is set 30 years before in the same town. And there's these references in this first season to like this big event that happened years ago. And they were like, bodies piling up.
That's class.
And then it goes back to that actually happening. It was brilliant.
This is Fargo.
Fargo, yeah. Yeah,
okay. What about True Detective?
Would it make a good film?
I don't know. Would it?
I don't know. Season 3 of it's coming out.
I know.
And it stars your guy, Ali, that guy, I think.
Does it?
Yeah, I'm really certain. I can't say his first name. I can't think of his first name here either.
Right.
But it looks good.
The first that McConaughey and Woody Harrelson series is like some of the best television I've ever watched.
Imagine just going back, right? Mm-hmm. Imagine they decided to go back, do Woody Harrelson and
McConaughey,
do them modern day solving a new case as a film, one case as a film, 90 minutes, 110 minutes, oh something my like God, that.
That'd be fucking tremendous.
That would be good,
wouldn't it? That would be so good. Yeah. But that's the thing, like, they had time over that series to tell that story.
Yeah.
Would they have enough time in 90 minutes to do it?
I see, it would be a very different story.
Would they get their point across? Would they get the key bits? I don't know.
I think it would kind of be more like a thriller, like really punching action, like. Yeah. But fuck, it would be interesting.
I thought of another one there that would be a cool series. You said, like Interstellar or something.
Oh my God, that would be class.
Just take a big fucking smash like Interstellar and then just make that into a series where these people are up there trying to fucking...
find their way.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'd love that actually.
Each season is like, it's supposed to be like, I don't know, like...
getting a step closer to a new planet or something.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like 7 hours long, but then it's like fucking, I don't know, like 7 years or something.
Oh, right now.
It'd be so fucking trippy.
Oh, they could really play with that.
Yeah, they could.
It's like three seasons pass, and then you bring back like guys who were in the very first episode, haven't aged a day.
No.
Oh, that'd be sick.
It'd be so weird. It'd be so fucking weird. Yeah, it'd be very cool. I love Interstellar.
Excellent film, isn't it?
It's one of my favorites. And I listened to Cornfield Chase the other day live, Hans Zimmer live. Goosebumps.
I put on the best of Hans Zimmer the other day, just listened for ages. You know, he did the Lion King soundtrack. Some great fucking tunes in it.
He does some serious fucking scores.
He gets his work done. Like,
I listened to the Modern Warfare 2 soundtrack again.
So good.
Like, it's incredible. So good.
I wish he came back for another game.
Like, do another game?
Do you know what game I'd love for him to come back for? See if you can guess.
Has it been released yet?
No. Well, there have been lots of releases of it, but like the next rendition of it.
Batman?
Nah.
What is it?
Halo. Imagine him doing the Halo score.
Be awesome. Oh my dude. Who does the Halo score? Try flicking on that light.
Okay. The guy who does Halo was Martin McDonald.
Martin McDonald.
But he works for Bungie, so he's now on like the Destiny team. Oh, or so.
I bet he's raging.
I don't know who does it now, actually.
I'm hoping this light will make a bit of a difference. Yeah, it's a good bit better. Oh yeah, that's absolutely perfect. I love having lights that we can do that with.
Yeah. See, it's because it's focusing on my face in the sunlight. Dulls you out, boy.
Hello.
Hiya.
What other fucking movies? I like movies.
Movies that could be come into TV shows. Oh, there's bound to be loads.
Or what would you like to see? Like, have you any thoughts on even a TV show you like? What about Stranger Things? I've never watched it. Would it make a good film?
Probably would. Like, if you went for like an 80s type film, like a Back to the Future type film.
Because I've never watched Stranger Things.
Oh, it's brilliant.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, it's so good. If you want a box set, get that.
Yeah?
Yeah, get that. Make that your priority.
Okay. I might.
It's the one for you, Chris.
Yeah.
I think I'd like to see something like The Other Guys or something, like done as a comedy.
Oh, yeah.
That would be good.
What kind of comedy, though?
like what the other guys is comedy wise.
All right, okay, yeah.
Just like just day like yeah. day in day out like different cases and stuff like maybe like season long cases mm-hmm. like that obviously you couldn't get Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg to do that for a season of television, but yeah. fuck, it would be awesome. Like,
have you seen Will Ferrell's and is it John C. Reilly?
Yeah,
Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah.
Oh my god, man, that
looks interesting.
It looks very cool. Yeah.
I'll give it a try for sure.
I'm trying to think of anything else. I literally cannot think. Now I'm starting to think of like video games. I'd love to see a series and stuff. And I'm like, wow.
It just
opens a fucking door. That's another. That could be a Halo. Really
Halo and Gears apparently are going to happen.
Yeah. As movies or series?
Series.
Wow.
Halo is going to be done by.
What was that Halo? That was that like Nightfall and all that
shit. Yeah, yeah.
Is it a series or?
Yeah.
I'd love to see how
Ridley Scott was apparently involved.
Yeah. Ridley Scott.
Heard nothing about it.
No, I know.
Yep. The Martian.
The Martian.
Make a good TV show.
Oh, yeah. Like Life on Mars?
Yep.
That'd be so cool.
You imagine doing The Martian, like, except every, like, week on Mars is, like, an episode where him just dealing with a new problem.
That'd be really, really cool. Yeah,
would be good. Sometimes it's films you want to see, you just wish you could see more of what happened.
Like. I know.
But, they gotta get their story told in 90 minutes, like, so.
I know, I hate that. I hate when, like, a movie just ends and you're just like, I just need more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just need more.
Oh, yeah.
Inception was like that.
Oh, yeah.
I need more, man. Don't leave it like this.
Star Wars is getting, it's getting a TV show now. It had The Clone Wars, which is animated. Yeah.
Is it getting a proper TV
show? It's getting The Mandalorian, I think it's called.
Wow.
Which will follow a bounty hunter, so.
Now that you've... And The Witcher coming as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now that you've mentioned it, though, I'm really interested. I want to do some research in this Lord of the Rings
TV show. Yeah.
I want to know what it's about. See where they are with it.
I hope the budget is big.
Oh, I hope it's big. I hope it's bombastic. You know, I hope it's just
seen The Hobbit there last night on ITV, and I was like showing the orcs talking or something. And I was just like the CGI.
Yeah.
I honestly prefer when they just got big dudes and put the makeup.
Ian
on
Ian McKellen even said that nearly made him quit acting.
Yeah,
because he was literally just sitting in a green room, and it was just like, he wasn't even talking to anybody. He was just talking. It's like, oh, that's so bad.
It's like they should just go by, use the prosthetics. It might look like
the Lord
super
of the
real.
Rings was class, yeah, though. Like those orcs were terrifying, and the Uruk-hai were terrifying,
and they look better than the CGI shit. Like,
oh yeah, 100%, for sure. Yeah, some of that CGI shit is really, really bad.
It's just so noticeable. Like, even if it's really, really good, you still know it's CGI. It just doesn't have the same. Punch.
I know. Do you know what the thing is? Do you know what always goes hand in hand for me? And we talked about this earlier. See, anytime I watch The Lord of the Rings or The Hobbit, do you know what game I inevitably end up playing?
Skyrim?
Minecraft. Always. Because really? I'm always like, I always see, especially the Mines of Moria and things like that, and I'm like, I'm just going to make this. I'm just going to start tunneling and make this. It's a slippery slope.
It's a really slippery fucking slope,
D. The Legend of Zelda, that's a cool world that could be explored. Right, you know, enough. Hyrule would be a pretty cool world to be explored. I don't know too much about it, but it's a big world.
Rich history.
Just Mario. The Mario Kingdom would be class.
You think Mario is a TV show?
No.
Mario is getting a film, Mario.
Illumination's doing it. Yeah. Don't know how that's going to go. I mean, I don't think that Nintendo would have given their okay if it's not going to be good.
Well, that's it. Like, Illumination make good films.
Yeah, I don't like Despicable Me, though.
I hate
Despicable Me. But for Steve Carell, I like it, though. I would not be watching that movie.
I like it.
Do you?
I like the first one. And I think I've seen most of the second one, so it's not so bad.
I don't know. I can't think of anything else now. Now I'm thinking about games.
I mean, we've gone over a pretty wide spectrum of stuff there. Like, I'm sure everyone out there has their own film.
Do you want to make a fucking class TV series? Cool. Fallout.
Oh, you're right. You're so right.
It would be so good. Oh my god. Imagine the budget they would need, but my god, that would be so gorgeous.
Good. I want that.
I know.
Oh, I hope they're doing that.
I know.
I hope they've got people.
Just about life in the wasteland and about encountering like raiders and like you have like the faction, you know, the railroad and they're rising up and then the fucking institute are doing their thing and
in the middle of it all you just have this like wacky dude going out fucking killing shit and
just the same way that like the factions and stuff were done in The Walking Dead, you know, you have like the fucking like, Negan's kind of guys and you have like the people that were in Terminus and all this kind of shit and just all going to hell in a handbasket.
It could be great, like.
Death claws all over the place. Oh, it'd be so fucking cool. Just seeing post-apocalyptic America. Oh my god, that'd be amazing.
Oh,
it'd be
very, so very cool. Good.
I love Fallout.
Glad we can make this happen.
I know. I love Fallout. I can't think of anything else. I actually can't now. Mine's drawing blanks now. I've got too much in the brain.
Chris. We saturated ourselves with ideas here. We get the people. Everyone else needs to comment with their ideas.
I'd love.
Give us a film that should be a TV show or a TV show that should be a film.
This is where we love Shawnee Mac.
Fair enough. He would have ideas for days with this.
Ideas for days.
We should have got some ideas off him. I know. We up,
yeah. Or if we had had our thing, we could have just rang. Could have called him. Just been like, Shawnee Mac, we need some ideas.
He'll probably have plenty for us for next time he's on.
I know.
We haven't done a. We're not doing the Kevin Bacon game today.
No, either. Out of respect for the 11th.
That's it. And also, we don't want to.
That's exactly why we're not doing it. What else do you want to talk about this podcast, eh?
No. You got a quote of the week, Chris?
I don't.
Interesting quotes that happened to you this week? Happened to you? You heard?
Interesting quote this week.
I have one. I kind of have one. I can't remember it, though. But it was from Scrubs.
Oh, Yahtzee.
It was, Hooch is crazy.
Hooch is crazy.
it was Bob Kelso.
Mm-hmm.
And he was trying to convince this, like, severely obese woman to not get, like, a gastric bypass and to just do the work. And he's like, anything in this world worth having doesn't come easy.
That's very nasty.
So get up off your keister and get to work.
Oh, that's actually very good. He convinces her there and then, isn't it? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's like, what if it doesn't work? Well, it's weird. I don't know. I can't think of a quote at all, but it's something like that.
Joe Rogan is just Oprah for men.
Yeah.
That's a very good quote.
That's very accurate.
Yeah, I seen that during the week. I was like, fuck, that's
he,
so...
He really is, though. Like,
I love Joe Rogan.
He just talks about stuff that podcast, like, men seem to identify with.
I love his podcast. And he recently had Darren Brown on, and I really want to listen to that one.
Darren Brown's good.
You know, like that fucking weird guy?
Yeah.
I really want to listen.
I liked him until I found out he's a bit more of a fraud than he lets on.
Yeah.
But whatever, he's still interesting. He had Marcus Brownlee on as well, who I really like. He's like a big Android guy.
Right, okay.
He just gets so many people on. It's such a wide spectrum.
There's shit dropping all over the place.
Christopher, the set's falling apart.
Quote from The Office, sometimes I'll start a sentence and I don't even know where it's going.
That's a brilliant fucking quote.
I'm watching The Office. My dad hasn't seen The US Office, but he's recorded the series on Sky and he's watching it every night and he's fucking loving it. Yeah. And any episode I can get in and watch, I'm watching. The other night we watched the basketball episode.
Yes,
God, it's so fucking good. And I think he's coming up to Michael's first win, you know, at Chili's. When he convinces that guy at Chili's.
It's a great episode.
Fucking such a heartfelt episode. But no other quotes this week. I think...
It's a good quote.
I think my schedule for today and tomorrow, D. So it's the 11th and tomorrow I'm off work. I have a stupid shift to do on Tuesday, D. It's stock taking work, but I have to go in at 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. the following morning.
12-hour shift?
Yeah, because we don't actually count the stock anymore. There's an outside company in doing it, and we have to supervise them doing it. But they have to have it all up and on the system by 5 a.m., basically. And I'm going to have to be there.
Why do you have to be there to supervise?
Don't know.
Are you going to do anything, no?
I'm
just going to be sitting there.
I honestly don't know. It's the first they've ever been there, so I don't know what it's going to be.
Fuck.
I think we'll probably end up, it's me, my manager, and the other assistant manager. I think we're just going to end up ordering a pizza and spend the night in HB.
Fun.
Don't know how that's going to go. But yeah, I think today and tomorrow is going to be made up primarily of me hopefully playing either Halo or Minecraft.
That sounds awesome.
I can't wait.
Sounds terrific.
I want to put the Master Chief Collection back in. And
I was so close to downloading it the other day.
You have Minecraft on your phone now.
I know, yeah.
I think it's just going to be such a slippery slope, but I know as soon as I put it in, I'm just going to be like, I fucking love this game. I love it so much.
It's such a good game.
Like, I'm going to explore my world, and I'm just going to be like, oh my God.
I just want to expand.
I know. Build something. That's the thing. Brilliant. I start building something, and then I get a new idea, and I'm like, shit.
I got to do this now.
And then every once in a while, I'll just come back, and I'll be like, you know what? I'm just going to go around and touch up everything that needs touched up. But then that just leads to more expansion.
You're like, I can touch this up.
Touch this up.
And it would look good here.
Exactly. A waterfall. A giant feature.
Come here. Do you still do everything in survival mode?
Yep. I love survival.
That's it. It's so good.
Like, you know. But whenever you get used to survival, it becomes kind of easy. You know, you're just like...
I have more stone now.
Yeah, I have the... Yeah, I'll just go get that out of that chest. I used to have like a whole fucking automatic system for everything I needed. I have farms everywhere. It's pretty cool. Like,
Chris, check it out. This is my Bougie-matic shirt.
Where'd you get that?
Bougie.
Do they sell?
No, you get it after... So my loyalty card, you get...
No
what
way.
What is the number actually you have to get that
How
shirt?
How did I not see that?
It's a very... That's what I mean. It's a very subtle shirt. Because Bruno was asking me, like, why would you wear a Bougie shirt around? And I'm like, it's a good-looking shirt.
It is a good-looking shirt.
You wouldn't even know it's a Bougie shirt.
I'm wearing...
Only fellow Bougie mates would know.
I still have a stain on that. I'm wearing, at the minute...
Oh, Live by the Creed?
Live by the Creed.
Yeah.
I do Live by the Creed.
Yeah, Assassin's
Creed. Only Assassin's Creed 1 and 2, though. Fuck the rest of them.
So you gotta get not even 10. One. You gotta get, is that, no, what is that, 40?
40 stamps for a meal and t-shirt?
That's it, 40 stamps.
You've had 40 bujums?
I had 40 bujums, and now I've 45.
Oh, man.
No, 50. I'm at 55 now.
Oh, man.
I've had way more bujums than that in my life, but I lost my loyalty card, my first one. I got it to about there, and I lost it.
Did you have any good food this week? I went to Belfast, was I telling you? I went to Disney on Ice.
Did not. I knew you were going, though.
I went to Disney on Ice.
Yeah. Was it good?
Yeah. Yeah, it was very good.
Good.
We moved an autistic child from his seat.
Why did you do that?
They were in our seats.
You were in your seat.
I felt so bad. And I just felt like saying, like, I think the family made more of a deal out of it than we did.
Yeah?
Because it was like, oh, is there someone in these seats? Because we knew there were our seats.
Yeah, but you're doing the thing. We're like, are you sure these are your seats?
Yeah, but I didn't want to just be like, and then they were like, oh, sorry. It's like, we'll move down. And then the wee boy wasn't moving and the mother was like, sorry, he's got autism. You know, it's going to take him wee well. And I felt like just saying, look, all one of you has to do is come down here and we'll slide into the corner. It doesn't matter where we are.
Yeah.
We're grown-ass adults. You know, let the kids enjoy this.
Yeah.
And I just felt bad after that.
Yeah. But
anyway, all that aside, the Red Bull Formula One was on in Belfast that weekend as well.
So did you see that?
We've just seen them setting up. We didn't actually see David Coulthard.
My company sponsors that car.
No way.
We're one of the, you know, they're plastered sponsors.
Yeah.
But yeah, we got our wee KX symbol on that car.
That's class.
Because it came down to Newry then afterwards as well, where RHQ is, and there was a big event for it. That was Saturday, I think it was.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
It was a really fucking wet day in Belfast, though. It was really, really bad.
Yeah.
I have to say, though, they did really, really well with the whole parking thing around the SSE.
They did.
Yeah.
Really well. We couldn't park in there.
Yep.
So no. I normally park in there for work.
Yep.
And on Friday, because there was a matinee on Friday, and we had a park. They had like a complete overfill car park opened up. They had arranged for like the city car parks to allow people to park all day for $350, just to get people out of the Odyssey. Like it was well done. Like.
Yeah, we charged £3 for us to park there all day. We were going to park up in Montgomery car park, you know, up by Victoria Square.
There's
one there.
That would have ripped. That's bad.
Yep. Actually, one's parked in Castle Court, under Castle Court. It was 20 something pounds. Holy shit. It's just like, oh, because what do you do at that point whenever you see the bill? Like, you just have to pay it, otherwise you're not getting out.
That's it. Like, the Odyssey, though, even if they weren't, the Odyssey's £9 for the day anyway.
Yes. Yeah. You know, like, went to TGI Fridays.
Excellent.
Very, very good choice. Went for the Times Square share platter, first of all. Got some mozzarella dippers, got some Jack Daniel glazed wings, and got some fully loaded potato skins.
Oh, nice.
Very, very good. And then I went for the Jack Daniel chicken breast with...
and then Jack Daniels.
Some veggies and cheesy mashed potato.
Nice.
Very, very good.
Cheesy mashed potato.
I felt like I just needed like a warm, kind of wholesome meal. You know? I was very warm after that meal. Very, very good. Then I went to Tim Horton Here's a Who. Got myself some Jim Bits and a coffee. It was very good. It was just a very good day.
You can't beat a good day out in Belfast.
I was kind of dreading a wee bit coming home, because then I knew I was in the next day and work for like 12 hours. I was doing the Sunday 12-hour shift. It actually went surprisingly well, although retail on the Sunday should be illegal.
You've said this before.
I hate it, D. I fucking hate it. People are just so Sunday.
Go and relax, people. Go and chill out on a Sunday.
Do you have anything nice to eat this week?
I had, funnily enough, I had a Five Guys just down from TGI Fridays. Delicious Five Guys.
It's very, very good. People say the Five Guys is overpriced.
It is overpriced.
Do you think so?
Well, you do get a very big burger.
Yep.
So it's not that overpriced
burger. You do normally get an obscene portion of chips.
And you get a small chip is more than enough for two people.
And I love the milkshakes. So
I've had the milkshake once. It was pretty good.
Yeah, it's very good.
I like the way they have the freestyle Coke machines in there.
Yeah,
you get the Dr. Pepper and all. Yeah. It's good for them.
Very, very good.
I like it. I would eat there. What else? What else did I have? We had Domino's.
Did I have a Domino's this week?
Had the Cine Dippers at a Domino's.
What are they like?
They're good.
Yeah.
They're nice. They're tasty.
Last night I had a Chinese.
Nice. Where'd you get it?
Kitty.
The Orient or the Golden Gate?
The Golden Gate. I just got a munch box.
Oh, yes.
Bit of everything. Spice and then Ashton got her stuff. Had a couple of beers. Had a wee whiskey last night as well. It was very good.
For plenty, yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like I know I've been eating a lot of shit like these last couple of weeks, so I probably had like a bunch of good stuff. Laura can probably tell me more about what I eat.
I've had relatively good during the week, and now I'm just like, fuck it.
Fuck it, man.
Today and tomorrow, I'm just going to eat nothing but probably shit. want to play some games. I want to play some games.
Perfect. Got to do it, Chris.
Yep. I'm playing a lot of pool and snooker in the house at the minute. Oh, yeah. Are you coming down for Thanksgiving?
Yes,
we are. Oh, yeah. I can't wait. It's Shawnee Mack will be down as well. Unfortunately, yeah. James Sinkerswim will be in Paris.
Well, unfortunately for us.
Yeah.
Quite fortunate for him.
I know. Yeah. I'm really looking forward to that. It is going to be a big fuck off meal. I hope you're ready for that.
Like, oh, for sure, man. Yeah. I'm not eating for about a week.
We don't even celebrate Thanksgiving, but the past couple of years, we've just seen it as an excuse to do like a prelude to, it's like foreplay for Christmas. You know,
I love it. Yeah.
30 days beforehand, you get funny to make enough, a big fuck off.
I think
dinner.
It's starting to get more popular over here because I was talking to a girl from work and she's away to her. They're doing Thanksgiving this weekend.
Yeah. Well, I booked
or next weekend. Or
I booked off the entire weekend from work the Monday after and everything. I'm just like, yeah,
I might do the same because I need a couple of days.
100%.
Gonna be working this weekend. Coming
Dude,
up.
Dude, book that. That's a tremendous weekend to book off. So Shawnee Mack will be down. Yourself and Laura will be down. All of us here.
That's it.
Can't wait.
Big fuck off meal.
Big massive turkey dinner.
We should set up a fucking. LAN as well, why not?
Why not? Yeah, get some games
and play Minecraft.
Don't even tempt me, D.
Sorry, lad, I won't.
That's 2 weeks away. I could be balls deep in Minecraft at that point. Like, you know, don't even tempt me with that shit.
Speaking of LAN, meet me and Laura.
Speaking of balls deep.
Speaking of Helms Deep. Me and Laura did LAN for Black Ops the other day.
What was it like?
Great, Greg.
Oh, fuck, I love
that. I'm really bad at the game, but...
I love LAN. I love that we can do LAN.
We need a LAN again soon.
I know. I thought about that the other day. I was just looking through the collection and I seen Modern Warfare 2 and I was like, that game is so good when you have a couple of guys around and we're just all playing it.
Oh, it's
so good.
We get back at it, like...
I love it so much.
Yeah.
Although Minecraft.
This is it. Minecraft's
creeping in. I don't know how many times we've said that we're all going to get together, put on some tavern music and play Minecraft.
Oh, never going to happen.
Never going to happen. I hope it does.
We'll make it happen.
Anything else you want to add to this week's podcast?
Don't think so. I don't think there's anything else of note.
What are we on? 1:37. So probably about 1:30 with everything taken out.
That's it. That's startup. Yeah.
1:30.
We have just been personal with the podcast.
Very, very good.
We don't announce it as that anymore, Chris, and we should.
Closing thoughts? I don't have any closing thoughts.
It's
nice and warm in the studio.
It's finally nice and warm in the studio. And it took a while to warm up there.
Really have to pee, though.
Yeah?
Yeah. How do you not? You went through like a bottle of Schlur.
I don't know. I went before.
Oh my God, so did I.
I cleared out before.
I just really have to pee right now. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this has been the Empty Promise Podcast. We thank you so, so very much for joining us this week. Thank you to all our regular listeners and to anyone who is coming in new to the podcast. Welcome.
Consider following or subscribing.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, you'll find this podcast and all the previous ones over at youtube.com/XiteGaming. That's the umbrella that we operate under. You also find the audio versions of this on Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Audio Boom, any podcast hosting service, Google Podcasts. It's all there. It's all there. It's all fully available, fully fledged, ready to go, full frontal.
Rip, rare, and ready to go.
Absolutely. That means next week is going to be the week before Thanksgiving. What are we going to do for it? Any ideas on what our podcast is going to be?
We could do a Thanksgiving special.
Join us next week for our Thanksgiving special podcast.
We'll give thanks.
Yeah. Perfect. I don't know what we're gonna do. Someone didn't want to do Christmas movies this week, so
yeah. Well, it's fucking November.
Yeah. Well, it's never too early for Christmas movies. It's
too early for Christmas movies, Chris.
No, it's not. It's not the
movie. I will permit a movie. You can watch one Christmas film out of season. That's
tell it. You what. What? How many weeks out of Christmas are we from next week? Like six
from next week? Not even five.
Why don't we do the five best Christmas movies one a week? In the countdown of Christmas.
Okay, yeah. Fair enough.
We'll just spend 5 minutes talking about how good the movie is.
Cool.
I'll take first pick next week.
Fine. Yeah. That's fine.
Okay.
That's day on.
Okay. You agree with that one?
Yeah.
All right. Thank fuck. ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we hope this podcast finds you well. We'll see you all next week. Bright eyed and bushy tails. Goodbye and God bless.
Bye-bye.
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 Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-b